Cole, would you like to lead us in a prayer for illumination this morning?
Yes, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time we get to spend together. We ask that you be with Brother Bill to bring us the message that you want us to hear. Open our eyes, our ears, and our heart to where you can get up, you can be in our lives and really spread the purpose that you want us to accomplish in life. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Understanding what we can't hear. Our spiritual hearing is distorted to the extent that our love is imperfect. Jesus' physical healing of the hearing impaired person challenges us to receive healing of our spiritual impairments with the same word, be opened. And looking up into heaven, he sighed and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. Our denominational motto is open hearts, open minds, open doors. We unite together with others in a stance of openness around the altar. We believe in an open communion, and that we have an open table and an open ministry of our spiritual gifts amongst all who have received Christ as their Savior and want to be in ministry to the world around them. And we have open and full participation in the faith and life and ministry of the church. The inclusiveness statement that we adopted in our congregation in 2018 is a reflection of the openness that we live out in our relationships with each other and our community. Listen again as we reflect on those words. We invite everyone to share fully in the worship services, life, ministry, and leadership of Brinesburg United Methodist Church, inclusive of age, race, nationality, gender, LGBTQ, theology, politics, and legal status. We believe in openness. We profess a belief in openness. And we pray that God will continue to open our hearts and our minds and our doors, along with every other aspect of our lives, for the love of Christ to flow freely through us and among us. My audiologist recently demonstrated the importance of correctly hearing consonants in the voice range for words that may sound similar but may have completely different meanings. For example, wife, white, while, wipe, and so forth. They all have different meanings, but they sound the same. And with my particular hearing, in addition to my selective hearing problem, is distinguishing those consonants that make those words mean different things. And so if we hear the words incorrectly, then the message will also be distorted. And the more distortions, the more incorrect our understanding will be. Then if we pass on to others the messages we have heard incorrectly, then they will begin their understanding of what we're saying with distortions also. Jesus repeatedly said in the Gospels and in the Revelation, those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Love is the greatest commandment and the core teaching of the Bible. Wherever our spiritual ears seem to be hearing a different message, we need to check our spiritual hearing. Paul instructed Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The psalmist in today's reading praised God for setting people free and restoring their senses, lifting us up and loving us. He said that in the Good News, the Lord sets prisoners free and gives sight to the blind. He lifts those who have fallen. He loves his righteous people. Our purpose in coming here together to worship is just this: to praise God collectively as we do other times individually, for loving us, for healing us, and for, as Psalm 23 highlights, restoring our souls. As Charles Spurgeon points out in the Treasury of David on verse 6 and 7 of this psalm, the God of our hope is creator, truth keeper, vindicator, provider, deliverer. The Bible invites us to join the eternal host of heaven and all God's people here on earth in the unending sacred refrain, Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. And we don't praise God because of difficulties, but we praise God through those difficulties and because of God's love and presence and strength that he gives us and the providence that he provides spiritually and temporally to shepherd us through the hazards and difficulties and struggles of life. And this is particularly a potent thought during this particular season and this week, with all of the things that have hit people all around the world so hard and continue with the pandemic, and that we praise God not because of all of those struggles, but in the midst of them for God's providence in helping us to navigate them, and God's love in helping us to overcome them, and God's eternal life that right in the midst of it all gives us hope and assurance and direction. Isaiah promised all things that we sang about a while ago in the opening hymn, for a thousand tongues to sing, as we culminate in that song with the verse that says, anticipate your heaven below and own that love is heaven. In the Good News, Isaiah said that in today's reading, the blind will be able to see, the deaf will hear, the lame will leap and dance, and those who cannot speak will shout for joy. We can't understand clearly what we can't hear clearly. Our spiritual understanding improves as our spiritual hearing improves. We can address the physical hearing issues with technology, but spiritual hearing issues are only resolved through intentional listening to the love God is truly communicating. In a world of mixed and distorted messaging and endless choices, hear this message James expressed in the Good News Translation. You will be doing the right thing if you obey the law of the kingdom, which is found in the scripture, love your neighbor as you love yourself. I like that. Because do you ever wonder if you're doing the right thing? Do you ever wonder which way to go when we have a choice of more than one choice? Do you ever know what's the right way to interpret something in the Bible? Really, if you can't hear the love in what you're reading in the Bible, then that's a passage you need to revisit later. Because if you're not hearing, you know, the love, then you haven't, it's not working out. Something needs to be checked on later on that, because there's not another direction that God is going with anything in the scripture, but to teach us about his love and his presence and his care for you and for all. And so that's how you know when you're going on the right path with anything. Love your neighbor as yourself. In a world of many voices enticing us to adopt their greatly differing viewpoints, as the Moody Blues sang, listen to the one who sings of love. In a world of many leaders calling us to follow them in widely diverging directions, hear Jesus calling us, follow me. As he gives his glorious commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Let us attend to our hearing, our spiritual hearing, that we might correctly receive and pass on these divine messages of love. Amen.